A Texas Chick-fil-A becomes a crime scene. Parents are buying up demonic dolls, and more Gateway Church fallout from the Robert Morris scandal. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your midweek rundown. So one of our top stories right now is praying for everybody that was involved with this. There was two Chick-fil-A employees that were murdered by an illegal immigrant in Texas. A Chick-fil-A restaurant in Irving, Texas, has temporarily closed its doors after a Salvadorian man who entered the U.S. illegally reportedly shot and killed two employees of the fast food location. Officers with the Irving Police Department said that in the aftermath of the attack, that they do not believe that the double homicide was a random act of violence. Rather, they said it was a targeted assault. Mendoza Argueta was captured by police in the early morning hours Thursday and booked in the Irving City Jail. He has been charged with capital murder. Please keep the families of the victims in prayer. So why are parents buying this demonic toy for their kids? Why are parents purchasing a rather demonic-looking toy for their children? Build-A-Bear Workshop has decided to go to the dark side by selling a Mothman plush. The dark stuffed animal with piercing red eyes and wings looks far from what we would have expected parents to be buying for their kids. However, this item was listed as appears by popular demand on the Build-A-Bear website. The mysterious winged friend appears by popular demand, or does he? The Build-A-Bear site reads, "Now you can take flight with your own Mothman plush." Mothman comes from a folklore story of Mothman. It is believed to be a strange human-like creature that was discovered in the 1960s in West Virginia by gravediggers. The creature was supposedly seen just a few days later by two couples with red eyes and chased them. The sightings of Mothman were reported to have continued during the following year. Now this paranormal activity is being promoted to children by Build-A-Bear. What is going on? And our top story right now is more Gateway Church fallout as elders take temporary leave of absence. Elders from Gateway Church and Robert Morris's son, James Morris, have taken temporary leaves of absences. In a statement on Gateway's website, the church noted that this decision came from a recommendation by the law firm that they are working with to investigate into the sexual abuse of Cindy Clemeshere by Robert Morris, which he has previously admitted in part. The statement partially reads, "Thank you for your grace, prayers, and support for all members of our Gateway Church family in recent days. The Gateway Board of Elders is committed to leading with integrity and humility as we navigate this difficult season together. As Haynes and Boone begins their work, they have recommended that any Gateway Church elder with potential conflict of interest take a temporary leave of absence from the Board of Elders. This includes any elder with relational conflict and those elders who were on the board from 2005 to 2007. Haynes and Boone made this recommendation consistent with best practices for inquiries of this nature. A leave of absence in no way whatsoever assumes or implies that any elder had any knowledge of the true facts related to this situation. As new information comes to light, please keep Gateway Church in your prayers, as well as Cindy Clemeshere and even Robert Morris." I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. This